Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to talk about the identification of protein associated with Kentucky bluegrass tolerance to drought or heat alone or the combined stress. We know drought is the most widespread environmental factor limiting plant growth. And in this country, the soil with low water availability occupied a great fraction, about 45% of the land surface. And drought stress can inhibit growth and reduce quality of grass used for home lawn. As global warming is one of the predicted consequences of increased emission of CO2 and other greenhouse gases. So the average surface temperature of the Earth is expected to increase by 1.4 to 5.8 degrees over the period 1990 to 2100. Now this figure shows the heat stress during summer reduces the quality of grass in golf courses. Plant adaptation to environmental stresses depend on the activation of molecular networks involved in gene modification and the expression of stress-related protein. So proteomics is a global analysis of expressed protein, including protein abundance, structure, and functions, and is a powerful tool for the identification and quantification of protein involved in stress adaptation. Investigation of drought or heat stress responses using proteomic approaches have been performed in various plant species. However, most of these experiments have focused on a single stress applied to plants. While in the field, heat and drought stresses can occur simultaneously. So the objectives of our study are to identify stress-responsive protein in Kentucky bluegrass to drought or heat along all the combined stresses, and to compare differentially expressed protein between cultivars with different stress tolerance. So we use the Kentucky bluegrass, cultivar Midnight is stress tolerant, and cultivar Brilliant is stress sensitive. For drought treatment, the irrigation was withheld for 9 days under 25-20 degree day and night temperature. For heat treatment, the plant was kept at 35 and 30 degrees with irrigation, and for combined stress, the plant was irrigated and under 35-30 degrees. And for control treatment, plants were irrigated under 25 and 20 degrees. So each treatment has three replicates. For physiological analysis, we determined relative water content and photochemical efficiency use fluorescence meter, and electrolyte leakage use conductance meter. The protein extracted by TCE-S2 method and separated by two-dimensional gel electrophoresis. The first dimension is isoelectrical fluorescence, or IEF. The second dimension is polyacrylamide gel electrophoresis. Separated protein was stained using Kamasi blue, and the gel image were analyzed using same spot software. Protein was identified by mass spectrometry. This figure shows the stress effect on the physiological traits, relative water content, photochemical efficiency, and electrolyte leakage. The relative water content and photochemical efficiency decreased in both cultivars under drought treatment and combined stresses. Electrolyte leakage increased in both cultivars under drought treatment and combined stress, and also decreased under heat stress in Brilliant cultivar. However, cultivar Midnight have higher photochemical efficiency, relative water content, and low electrolyte leakage than Brilliant under drought treatment, heat treatment, or combined stresses. This means Midnight have less damage and was tolerant to stresses than Brilliant. Based on the physiological analysis, the time point of 3 days and 6 days was selected for further proteomic analysis. This is a gel image shows the stress-responsive protein spots in either cultivar, indicated by the arrows. Totally, 56 protein spots responsive to stress in either cultivar. Among them, 42 spots were identified by mass spectrometry. This figure shows the abundance ratio of stress-responsive spots. The x-axis is the spot number, while the y-axis are the value of log 2 abundance ratio of treatment and control. So the value 1 means the abundance was double increased, while minus 1 value means the abundance half reduced. From this figure, we can see most of the stress-responsive protein spots were down-regulated, and only 5 spots were up-regulated in either cultivars. So first, let's look at the up-regulated protein. So chaperone 60 up-regulated under drought at 6 days in both cultivars, and heat shock protein 70 up-regulated under drought at 6 days in brilliant and under heat at 3 days in midnight. Heat shock protein 81 up-regulated in midnight at 3 days of combined stress and 6 days of drought treatment. Glycerol dehydrated 3-phosphate dehydrogenase, an enzyme involved in photosynthesis, were upregulated in midnight at 6 days of combined stress. So the last two proteins was upregulated only in midnight. Now this figure shows the expression pattern of down-regulated protein spots. So the figures in right side for midnight, left side for brilliant, and the top figure shows results for 3 days, and bottom figure shows results for 6 days. So many more protein spots were down-regulated in brilliant than in midnight, especially at 6 days of drought treatment or combined stresses. Like here, there are 13 protein spots were down-regulated only under drought treatment, and 8 plus 4, 12 spots were down-regulated under both drought treatment and combined stress. While in midnight, there are 5 spots down-regulated only under drought treatment, and 3 plus 2, another 5 spots were down-regulated under both drought treatment and combined stress. And also, less spots were down-regulated under heat treatment than under drought treatment and the combined stress in both cultivars. This figure shows the functional distribution of down-regulated protein spots. So under drought treatment, in brilliant, the down-regulated protein in brilliant belong to metabolism category, energy category, transcription category, protein destination, storage category, and disease defense category. While in midnight, down-regulated protein belong to energy category and transcription category. Under heat stress, down-regulated protein in brilliant belong to metabolism category, energy category, transcription category, and disease defense category. While in midnight, down-regulated protein belong to energy category and disease defense category. Now, let's look at specific protein related to stress tolerance. These are protein more down-regulated in brilliant than in midnight under drought stress, drought treatment. Glycine decarboxylase complex and glycolate oxidase, they are enzymes involved in photorespiration. And beta-D-glucan electrohydrolase, these enzymes involved in sebo loosening for plant growth. Aldolase, phosphorylbulokinase, and glycerol dehydrated 3-phosphate dehydrogenase, they are enzymes involved in photosynthesis. And glutathione S-transferase, ascorbate peroxidase, monodehydroascorbate reductase, they are enzymes used to defense active oxygen species, or AOS. These proteins are more downregulated in brilliant than in midnight under heat treatment. UDP short for quinolysis. This is the enzyme involved in the biosynthesis of sulfur lipid, which is found in thylakoid membrane. And beta-D-glucoxyhydrolase involved in sugar loosening, and iron-binding protein involved in iron metabolisms and stability, and glutathione S transferase involved in active oxygen species defense. These proteins are more downregulated in brilliant than in midnight under combined stress. The glycine decarboxylase complex, glycolic oxidase involved in photorespiration, and chlorophyll binding protein, oxygen involving enhancer, and photosystem 1 reaction center, they are protein involved in photosynthesis. So in summary, our results indicated the response of grass to a combination of drought and heat is different from the response to each stress applied individually. And midnight cultivar was tolerant than brilliant under drought or heat treatment or combination stress. Under drought treatment, the less downregulation of protein in midnight involved in photorespiration, sugar loosening, photosynthesis, and AOS defense may be related to its better drought tolerance. Under heat treatment, the less downregulation of protein in midnight involved in membrane stability, iron stability, sugar loosening, and AOS defense may be associated with superior tolerance. And under combination of heat and drought, the less downregulation of protein in midnight involved in photorespiration and photosynthesis may be related to its better tolerance to the combined stress. So we thank U.S. Golf Association and Rutgers Center for Turf Grass Science for providing funding for the research. And thank you for your attention.